Previously on Heroes.
You had to go and be the detective, didn't you, Matt? Now that you know, you can't be here.
No!
This girl found me, said I should go to this company, Pinehurst. There's a chance that these people at Pinehurst can help us.
You don't have your powers anymore, Peter, because I have them now.
I'm sorry, Peter. This is something I have to do.
You help him. You're proving all the worst things I've ever said about you. Just kick his ass and let's get out of here.
I'm not going anywhere, Peter. You are.
You can't heal. How did you fall that far and not die?
Now that they think we're dead, we have time to get away.
No. I told you, I'm not running. There's a company, Primatech. They know how to deal with situations like this. If anybody can help, they can.
It worked.
He thinks I'm on his side.
Hello, Angela. You can see the future.
I can't have that. That's too dangerous.
Dad's dead. He's not. He's alive. I need to know where he is.
Pinehurst.
Pinehurst, the biotech firm?
How do you know about Pinehurst?
I've been taking a consultant fee from them for over a year. I can open doors.
I don't need any doors open. I plan on kicking them down.
I'm ready to begin my spirit walk.
I understand you've been dreaming about me.
When the moon passes between the sun and the earth, strange fascination takes root in the heart. And suddenly, anything is possible. Its power is undeniable. Its beauty, mesmerizing. Its lure, biblical. Its meaning, unknowable. And as quickly as it comes, it disappears, leaving us to dwell on our own insignificance in the face of God.
I understand you've been dreaming about me. I can't have that. It's too dangerous.
Hiro! Leave my friend alone!
Yeah! Ando leaps from a rock, but Arthur suspends him in midair, then sends him flying. His left hand remains clamped to Hiro's forehead.
You had one job to do, and now I have to come clean up your mess. That's what I get for sending a boy to do a man's job.
Arthur turns to look at a painted symbol of an eclipse on a rock. He removes his hand from Hero's forehead and goes to take a closer look. Ando hurls himself at Hiro, waking him from his trance-like state.
What are you doing? Teleport us someplace.
Ando? Is that you?
Of course. Now teleport us someplace.
Huh?
Hiro, what are you thinking about?
Waffles.
Waffles? Okay, now blink.
Ando tries to squeeze Hiro's eyelids as Arthur advances menacingly upon them. Then they're in a bowling alley.
Oh man, that was close.
How did we... Tokyo, Japan. Hiro spots a sign for waffles. They make my favorite waffles here. His mouth drops open as a waitress carries a huge stack of waffles to a table. He eyes it covetously.
Hiro!
Huh?
Ando, why are you so old?
Huh?
Hiro looks at his reflection. And why am I so old?
How old do you think you are?
What are you talking about? I'm 10. Ando looks bewildered. Gabriel's watching two workmen replace the pane of glass Peter crashed through. Arthur materializes behind him and places a hand on his shoulder.
Still hard to believe Peter survived that fall without his powers.
Yeah, I was just thinking that myself.
Come, I have something to show you.
Where are you taking me?
It's time I started acting like your father, Gabriel. That hunger you've got, it's not about killing, it's about power. You can take all the abilities you want without killing. I can teach you.
How?
By accessing your empathy, that part of your heart I know is there. You've had this power all along.
Empathy? What makes you think I'm capable of that?
Because I know you're the one that saved Peter from that fall.
Chapter 9. It's coming. Arthur opens a door, and Gabriel steps through into a dark hall. Arthur shuts the door and walks away. Gabriel peers into the darkness. He glimpses hands bound with chains, a woman's blonde hair, and then ribbons of electricity rippling across her hands. He flinches from the burst of light, then steps further into the room. The woman stands up, holding out her hands, orbs of crackling blue light held in the palms.
You.
She hurls ribbons of energy at him, and his body disintegrates. Heroes, created by Tim Crane. Peter's putting on his shoes when Claire comes over.
We have to get out of here.
I know. You're not coming with me.
What?
I'm gonna go someplace where they can't find me. You're gonna go home.
Peter, I have to protect you.
I can protect myself, Claire.
How? You don't have your powers. Your father's trying to kill you.
Look, this isn't your fight. I need you to stay.
Say what?
Innocent.
The door.
Fire escape. Run, I'll hold them off.
Claire.
I have a plan. Go.
Peter climbs out of the window and hurries down the fire escape. The door bursts open and Knox and Flint step inside.
You're never gonna find her.
I ask you, she's protecting him.
Flint holds up his flaming hands while Knox draws in a long, deep breath.
Don't you know? I'm the defensive player of the year.
Claire runs and leaps out of the window. Peter, who's climbing down the fire escape, watches as she falls several stories and hits the ground face down. He runs down, but by the time he gets there, she's already standing up.
Come on!
I told you I had a plan.
Yeah.
Peter stops to look at a large drawing on the wall.
What's wrong? They're coming. Come on.
They lift a manhole cover. As Flint and Knox approach, they climb a ladder down into the sewer and replace the cover.
We should keep moving.
Mohinder's in the lab.
Any luck yet?
You call this luck?
What went wrong?
I don't know. I'm beginning to think it's impossible to give people abilities without an adverse reaction. He's a human being, for God's sakes.
Arthur sees a monitor showing stats of the solar eclipse and goes over to it.
I see we share a fascination.
It seems most of the powers I've documented took place during the last total annular eclipse. It's probably just a coincidence. I thought I had successfully combined my findings with yours. I mean, theoretically, this formula is sound, but the serum is triggering a mutation because something is missing.
Something?
Some kind of catalyst that allows the proteins from the serum to bond with the enzymes produced by each individual's adrenals.
Then you'll just have to keep looking.
It's not that simple. The key component of this catalyst would be something that couldn't be stored or created synthetically.
Meaning what?
Meaning it would live in a human host.
You're saying this catalyst isn't something, it's someone.
Mohinder nods.
Kaido.
I'm sorry.
My former colleague, Kaido Nakamura, he hit it. Just not well enough.
Mohinder goes to look at his test subject, who's encased in a glass chamber. One of the man's arms is swollen to twice its size, and much of his skin is rancid green and split open in places, like a gruesome amphibian. Gabriel, complete again, comes to on his knees in the dark hall.
I will kill you, son of a bitch! You murdered my father!
Yes, I did.
How could you do that to me?!
Gabriel gets slowly to his feet.
I'm not going to insult you by saying I'm sorry. You deserve so much more than that, El. You deserve vengeance. I'll take whatever you've got.
She throws a stream of electricity at him. Matt and Daphne are in a corridor.
I thought you said there are people who could help us here.
There were. Where'd they all go?
like a ghost town.
Matt sees Asutu, the guide, standing halfway down the corridor, holding a long stick across the back of his shoulders. Asutu turns and walks off. Matt chases after him, but runs into a hospital room where Angela's lying in bed, eyes open and staring blankly ahead.
Who is that?
Her name is Angela Petrelli.
Petrelli? What's wrong with her?
I don't know. Miss Petrelli!
He tries to listen to her thoughts. A different Angela takes in a huge breath, which nearly knocks him out.
What is it? What did you see?
I gotta help her.
I'm gonna get a nurse.
Daphne walks out into the corridor, looks each way, then speeds off. Arthur standing in his office looking down at Kaito's file, then Claire's, when Daphne arrives behind him.
Didn't expect you so soon.
Matt Parkman's at Primatech. He's trying to help your wife. Did you do that to her?
Mrs. Petrelli will be fine.
Can we leave Matt out of this?
You know, if you're unhappy, I can always arrange for you to go back to your previous life.
Just tell me what I'm supposed to do.
Stay with Parkman.
And if he tries to help your wife?
Then I'll be waiting.
I'll keep going and then we'll separate.
Separate?
I told you, you have to go home.
I'm not going home, Peter.
You still have a chance, Claire.
I left home so I could fight these people, and I have. I can protect myself now. I can protect you.
That's the problem.
What's this all about?
Look, that alley back there, that's where you kill me.
What?
In the future, you find me and you shoot me. Twice, right in the chest.
What are you talking about? Why would I do that?
Because what you're becoming is a killer. And I'm trying really hard to make sure that future that I saw does not come true. And I don't know if I can do it. Because everything that happens, everything, you're still becoming this woman who...
Who what? Who kills you? Stop saying that.
Claire, just go home.
No. It's not gonna happen. And it's all your fault. You should have never come to Odessa to save me. You should have never become my friend or my hero. And now I can't leave you because I have a favor to return.
Shadows flicker over the ladder behind them.
Run. Go!
Peter runs off. And Claire goes back to face Flint and Knox, who are climbing down into the sewer.
You want him, you're gonna have to go through me.
You can't fight it, Claire.
How do you know my name?
Oh, because we didn't come for Peter. We came for you.
She turns to run, but Knox grabs her. Peter hears and stops to look back as Knox hauls Claire off.
Let me go!
Back at the bowling alley.
Would you stop fooling around and pay attention? The fate of the world depends on it.
Okay, so if I'm really 28 years old, then I don't have to go to school anymore, right?
That's right. But what's more important than that is that you have an amazing ability like a superhero.
I can fly? Lift a car?
You are master of the space-time continuum. You can stop time, teleport to any location, even travel through time.
Come on. You mean like Star Trek?
Sort of, yeah. You just close your eyes and concentrate and it happens. Like this.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
Just try it.
Hiro closes his eyes.
You have to try harder. Make your cheeks wobble.
Hiro makes more effort, and this time, when he opens his eyes, everything around him is slowed down.
A girl on the next lane fires a bit of paper at him through her straw, and he watches as it slowly drifts by his face. He squeezes his eyes again. I almost had it. That's amazing. Good, now try again. Hiro does, and when he opens his eyes, everything stopped completely. He jumps up, shouting, I did it! He goes over to the girl with the straw and swivels her round so she's aiming it at her friend opposite. Then he walks around the people who've been frozen in the middle of their games. He squirts sauce on the seat of a man about to sit down, lowers a bowling ball in mid-flight, ties the shoelaces of someone who's about to play, and unscrews the lid on Ando's salt pot. Hiro sits down and brings everything back to life. The shoelace man falls over. The girl shoots paper at her friend, and the man sits down in the sauce. You did it!
Take that!
Ando picks up the salt cellar and spills it all over his food.
We've got a lot of work to do.
At the hospital.
I couldn't find anyone. There's no one here.
I gotta try and get inside her head. See if I can unlock what's holding her.
Is that safe? Can you get hurt?
I don't know. I've only done it one other time. With my dad.
How'd that work out?
He shakes his head.
What do you need me to do?
Just stay here and keep an eye on me, okay? I might disappear for a while. In there. But I'll be back. I'll be okay. Just knowing that you're here is gonna help.
Matt takes hold of Angela's hand and gets himself comfortable. Then starts to fall into a trance.
Matt. Can you hear me?
Elle still punishing Gabriel. He lifts himself up on his elbow.
I didn't want to kill him. I didn't want to kill any of them, you know that. You saved my life, remember, Elle? You know the pain I feel over this. The urge. But I'm not gonna let it control me. Not anymore.
She gives him another jolt of electricity.
I'll kill you, I swear to God, I will kill you! Swear to God, I will kill you!
I understand. You need to let it out. The anger. The betrayal. You can take it out on me. I can take it all.
The streams from her hands merge and power into his chest. Electricity flows all around him. His eyes and mouth glow bright. Pieces of his skin burn away. He drops to the floor, smoking. Elle also falls with exhaustion. But as she lifts her head, she sees Gabriel lifting his as well.
Go ahead. Kill me. Please.
Gabriel pushes his arm forward, but then stops. Nathan and Tracy are standing outside Pinehurst.
There was a wide spot up in the road, in the Berkshires. My father used to take my brother and me fishing there when we were kids. It was called Pinehurst.
Nathan, are you sure you want to do this? If he's alive, maybe there's a reason he hasn't contacted you.
I need to know the truth. Everything I've ever done in my life has been because of my father. I went to law school to be like him. I married the girl he wanted me to. I ran for office because he couldn't. If he's alive, I've got to see him.
Inside, Nathan opens an office door and stands face to face with Arthur.
My God.
Tracy walks through first, smiling. Then Nathan follows.
Good to see you too, Nathan. Come give your dad a hug.
He stares at Arthur, then walks around him instead of going to him, like a wary animal regarding an intruder.
You must be Miss Strauss.
I must be.
Tracy steps forward, and they shake hands.
You have any idea what you've done to this family? What you've done to me?
Hindsight being 20/20, I should have told you sooner what your role was in all of this.
Now Nathan approaches him.
My role?
Would you excuse us, please? My son and I need to talk alone.
Absolutely.
Take a hard look at the last couple of weeks of your life, and you will see that role coming into focus. The assassination, Linderman, the Senate seat. All part of your destiny.
That was all you.
You were born with a talent, Nathan. The talent to lead a nation.
This is the same crap Linderman spouted. I'm not falling for it again. Because last time it was New York that was destroyed, and this time it'll be the world, right?
Look around you. It's already happening. And I've got the formula that will stop it.
You're insane.
Nathan walks over to the window and looks out.
I am not afraid to admit that you have always been my favorite son, the one most like me, the strong one. We can save the world together. This can be our legacy, Nathan. For the Petrelli name, I am offering you this chance as your father.
Arthur stands with his hand on Nathan's shoulder. Back in the dark hall, Gabriel flicks his finger, using his power to release Elle from her chains. He gets to his feet and walks up to her as she kneels on the floor.
Kill me. Take my power, that's what you want. Kill me and make the pain stop.
I want to make it stop. But I'm not gonna kill you.
Please just do it.
I'm sorry. I want to be a good person.
You're a monster. Like me.
No. Your father made you this way, just like my mother made me. We were never good enough for them, Elle. You never meant to be this way. You wanted to be normal. You just didn't know how. You saved my life once, Elle. You gave me the will to live. Don't you see I owe you?
I only saved you so we could use you. Like a lab rat.
You were just following orders. But I forgive you. Now you need to forgive yourself.
He's kneeling in front of her now and reaches out to touch her with one hand, which he runs down over her body. Then he sits back on his knees and they face each other.
The pain.
Gabriel flinches and looks downwards. Slowly, he holds up his hand as electricity sparks across his fingertips. He stares at it in disbelief, then turns to look at Elle and laughs. In the sewer,
let me go!
Knox and Flint stand either side of Claire, facing Peter in the darkness.
You've got two choices. Let her go or you die.
You and what army?
Peter, what are you doing?
Gas is escaping from a pipe above his head.
I don't need an army to kick your ass, Flint. I can do that all by myself. I don't even need my powers.
Flint raises a fireball.
Stop! Gas!
He sends it, and the jet of gas ignites, sending out a powerful flame. Claire runs under it towards Peter, while Flint and Knox dive to the side. Then the fire subsides back down to nothing. Gabriel and Elle are sitting side by side, leaning against the wall.
No one's ever done anything like that for me before.
You forgave yourself, Elle.
We're all at war with ourselves. That's what it means to be human. The trick is figuring out how to be on the winning side.
She opens her hand and cradles the electricity in it.
You wanna try?
Gabriel holds both his hands up together, a few inches apart, and a few weak sparks flicker between his fingers.
Clearly, I don't have it figured out yet.
Let me show you a few tricks.
She stands up and walks away from the wall. He stands as well.
You aim, and go like this.
She produces the electric ball in a flourish and flings it. Gabriel holds his arm out, and a thin jolt flies from his fingers.
It's good. This time, loosen up. You know, give it some attitude. Some English.
She stands close in front of him, and he tries again, this time with more determination.
That's really good. Keep it up, you'll be a gunslinger in no time.
Thank you. It's amazing.
Gabriel looks down at her.
Thank you.
Arthur is watching on a monitor as they stand together affectionately. At the bowling alley. Okay, now that I've stopped time, I'm ready to try to teleport, like on Star Trek. So how do I do it?
I know you close your eyes, concentrate on where you want to go, and then you'll be there.
Anywhere in the world?
I guess.
Am I doing it right?
I think so.
Hero squeezes his eyes shut, disappears, and reappears behind Ando. That was even more fun than stopping time.
Whoa, wait. You're taking me with you this time.
I can do that?
Yes. Now let's go someplace that will help you remember. The rooftop in New York or Primatech in Odessa, Texas.
No, I have just the place. A shop in Tokyo, Japan. I did it.
How is this going to help you remember? It's a comic book store.
Correction, my grown-up friend. This is the source of all knowledge. Outside Pinehurst.
He wants to give half the planet superpowers so that we can save the world together with me as president.
And you believed him?
I don't know what to believe. Nothing makes any sense. I thought the man was dead. I don't even know what to do with my life now that he's alive.
Hold on a minute. You are a U.S. senator. You've got an entire constituency riding on you having a clear vision for what you believe in.
Good luck with that.
No, you need to listen to me. You gotta snap the hell out of this. You have to get yourself together. Do you understand? We should go back to Washington. We'll get the Justice Department involved.
Let's keep a lid on it.
People have to know.
No. Last time I tried to tell anybody anything like this, my brother came back from the future and shot me. Twice. I'm gonna go to Primatech. See what else my mother knows. You go to Washington. Cover for me. I'll be back in touch when I know what our next move is, okay?
Tracy watches as he flies up into the air and disappears. Arthur is laying a variety of pencils out on his desk when Tracy walks back into the office.
Let me guess. You want me to take away your power?
No. I'm actually getting used to it. I'm here because I think that you and I can help each other.
Can we now?
And all I ask on my end is that you look out for me once the dust settles. See, I believe that you have a PR problem. I pride myself on knowing how the tides turn. I know how the world works, and for your plan to succeed, you need a public face. Now, normally, that would be you. problem is the world thinks you're dead.
A thorny issue, I admit.
But I think Nathan can be that face. The bad news, he's on the fence. The good news, I can push him over. You scratch my back, and I will make sure he lands on the right side.
Back at the hospital, where Matt still in a trance with Angela while Daphne watches.
Matt?
She takes a step towards him.
Can you hear me?
Holding onto Angela's hand, Matt sees visions of murder in the hospital corridor. A woman with her neck cut, Peter with a pipe in his head, Nathan bleeding from a head wound. Then Matt sitting on his own in the hospital. He looks around, confused. Then sees someone else sitting at the end of the corridor.
Angela! You okay?
Her hands are tied.
I'm here to help you. I'm gonna get you out of here.
You shouldn't have come. He's too dangerous. Don't you understand? There's no escape. Even if you get them off, Arthur's locked all of the doors.
Matt tries them, but they're all locked. Then he opens some double doors.
These doors are open, I can get us out of here!
A shadow crosses the wall, and Daphne appears.
Daphne, what are you doing here?
I'm here to help you, Matt.
Another shadow on the wall. She hugs Matt as the doors shut again. Then she stabs him in the stomach.
Daphne, don't!
Then, back in Angela's room.
No.
Matt.
No. No.
You gotta come back.
Daphne, don't!
Matt? Matt, wake up! Matt, wake up!
Even in the room, she finds blood on him.
Matt, you've gotta wake up! Matt, wake up! Bring me in there. Matt, you have to take me in there.
In his mind, Matt's lying on the floor in the corridor with Daphne beside him.
Matt, we gotta go, now!
Get away from me!
I can't help you.
Oh, you stabbed me!
That wasn't me! Don't believe her, Matt. Take it from me.
A woman will betray you at every turn.
You're lying.
Really? How do you think I knew where you were? She told me. She betrayed you, man. Like Angela betrayed me.
You told him?
I was afraid. I thought I had to. He said he'd take it all away from me.
What are you talking about?
I can't go back to being the way that I was, Matt, but I couldn't let you die either. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
You didn't know what?
How much I cared about you. Matt, you're bleeding. I don't know how Arthur's doing it, but you've got to wake up or you're going to die.
You can't trust her, Matt. She lies. They all lie. Send her away.
No, no, don't. Matt, please. I made a mistake. I trusted the wrong people, but I can't lose you. I love you.
We were once like that, Arthur. Remember?
Now they're all in a different room.
You loved me. And there's a part of you that still does. So now you're going to let me go. You understand? I said, let me go, Arthur.
Daphne and Matt watch. Then suddenly, handcuffs drop to the floor, releasing Angela's wrists from the chair she was bound to. Matt runs forward and grabs her.
We gotta go, fast.
In the hospital room, Matt jumps out of his chair and Daphne standing beside him. He checks his stomach, but there's no knife wound or blood.
You did it.
You were there. Was that really you?
Yeah, you brought me in.
And those things that you said.
Yeah, that was me too, and I meant every word of it.
He hugs her.
Detective Parkman.
Matt looks at Angela, who's awake.
You okay? I'm gonna get a doctor.
He walks out and sees Peter and Claire.
Parkman?
Peter.
She can't be trusted.
You're the one who can't be trusted.
Oh, shit!
Not your own brother.
Brother, he shut me out in the middle of nowhere.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. Matt, you gotta believe me. I'm telling the truth.
Where's Angela?
She's awake.
Mohinder.
Her subject was injected with batch 38 at 0634 hours. Heart rate rose to 164 beats per minute, sustained at that level for 2 hours.
The man he tested on looks even worse, his skin red and broken.
I am so sorry. Please, kill me. Please.
Mohinder looks unsure, then pulls the plastic top off a needle with his teeth, fills the syringe with a drug, and injects it into the man's neck. At the comic store...
Hero, please, we have to go.
I don't get it. How could this happen? Captain America died? Spider-Man revealed his secret identity and the Hulk is red? What's going on?
You're not supposed to be 10 years old. That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Hero holds up a magazine. I don't understand. What is this?
Ninth Wonders. This is going to tell us what we're supposed to do. It tells us what happened, and then it tells the future too. Look.
He shows Hero pictures of him with Arthur. I don't remember that.
Then how about this?
It has Ando and Hero in the comic store, looking at the comic, and Hero saying, I don't remember that.
How could it know what you were going to say?
It's some kind of trick.
I'm telling you, Hero, it's real.
Okay, I believe you. So, what happens next? On the back pages are the words, it's coming, and a drawing of a solar eclipse. What does that mean?
I don't know, but whatever it is, it doesn't sound good.
At the hospital...
Your father, he's alive.
I know.
I talked to him today.
He's got the formula. Both halves. They were supposed to be hidden away forever, but someone's stolen them right out from underneath us. Now, Peter and I have both seen the future, and trust me, it's not one that any of you want to face.
Make that three of us. And she's right.
Others probably figured out by now that there's a third piece of the formula. It won't work without it.
What kind of piece?
It's a catalyst. Hidden away in the blood of a human host. Kaito Nakamura was the only one who knew the identity of the host. And Kaito, as we know, is dead.
So how do we find the host?
We don't have to. We just have to make sure that he doesn't.
Everyone looks at each other gravely.
When Siler attacked me, he saw something. He took off the top of my head. He said I was different from everyone else. Special. I didn't understand what that meant until today. I think I'm the catalyst.
She turns to face Angela. Tracy walks into Arthur's office, followed by Knox and Flint.
It starts with light and ends with light, and in between, there is darkness. Nothing there is beyond hope. Nothing that can be sworn impossible. Nothing left unimagined, since Zeus, father of the Olympians, made night from midday.
Arthur's eyes go white as he draws with Tracy, Gabriel, L, Flint, and Knox around him.
Hiding the light of the shining sun and raining dark fear down upon men.
It's coming.
He's drawn the eclipse. To to be continued.